Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I want to talk to you about the time is now. And what does that mean? It means that it's right now that God wants us to awake out of and to put all sin and lust aside so that we can follow Jesus, you know, so that we can do all that he commands us to do. Romans 13, 11 through 14 says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. So what that's saying is, you know, we think that we have forever to get right with God, when in all actuality, we don't. Today, right now is the time to get right with God. Not whenever we graduate from school, not whenever we have kids, not whenever we become married, you know, not whenever we get older or have our first child or whatever else, you know. Nothing should be holding you back from keeping God's commandments and getting your life right with God. You know, now his commandment is to love one another as he loved us. And so you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. That means you don't commit adultery. You don't lie. You don't steal. You don't curse. You know, you don't murder. All of those things that the Bible warns against, we have to put that aside. The lust of the flesh and all of its worldly desires, we have to set that aside so that we can move forward and love our neighbors as ourselves. By loving our neighbors as ourselves, we don't steal from them, we don't lie to them, we don't commit adultery with them, we don't fornicate with them, we don't do any of those things that the flesh desires. If I'm married to my man and somebody's hitting on me, I can't go and flirt with that other man because I have to love my husband. And a part of loving my husband is I can't commit adultery, I can't fornicate with other men. And so you just have to count the cost of your sin, because it's going to catch up with you in the long run. And it's those little petty sins that we do every single day that's keeping us away from God. It's not the big sins like murder and whatever else. It's those little things. The Bible says the little foxes destroy the vine. So we have to focus on correcting it. And the way we correct it is we repent. We make up in our mind and in our heart that we don't want to sin against God and we don't want to sin against our neighbor. Because those are the first two commandments, is to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, a lot of people are keeping up with the Kardashians and keeping up with the Joneses or whatever else, and they don't understand that these women, they're causing their brothers and sisters to stumble because of the way they carry themselves, you know. And a lot of people won't agree with my statement because, you know, they are a famous people and a lot of people love them and that family. But they are causing a ton of people to stumble. And you have to open your eyes to be able to see it, you know. And it's because of the way they carry themselves. You know, they carry themselves in such a way that they're slutty. They dress slutty, you know. They dress in a way that is appeasing to, it's pleasing to in the sight of men, you know. And look at how many, God knows how many married men or men in relationships that are stumbling because they look at the Kardashian women and they compare their wives or their girlfriends to these Kardashians, and then they start to want something else, you know. And we have to get real. The Kardashians, they've had so many surgeries or whatnot, and so many other people have so many surgeries and different things going on with their body, and it's not real, you know. It's all a gimmick. And you have to just be able to open up your eyes and realize that some of that stuff is just overrated. Some of it is fake and some of it is overrated, and we have to be body positive, conscious, you know. You have to love yourself and take yourself for what it is, whether you're on the curvier side or if you're on the thin side. You still have to love your body because you only get one body, and you have to take care of it the best way you can. But if you're on the curvier side like me, appreciate your curves, appreciate your size. Everything about you is something beautiful about it, because God made you to fulfill a purpose that only you can feel. And so, ladies, we have to learn to love ourselves and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We don't want to body shame each other. And we don't want to cause our brothers and sisters to stumble. So we have to cover up. It's so important that we cover up, guys. And I say that because there's men and women looking at porn right now because a brother or sister has caused them to stumble with the way they carry themselves. I'm someone who has struggled in my flesh many, many times before. And you just don't realize how many people can cause you, how people can cause you to stumble. I mean, because of the way that they carry themselves. And so it's just something you want to keep in mind. You want to stay covered up. You want to not cause your brothers to stumble. And so, and the time is now to start loving people. The time is now to start keeping the commandments, to love your neighbor as yourself, and to love God above all else. You know, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. All right, well, keep that in mind. And until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.